Your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. Now, you are very welcome here, whether you are listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope something that you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Now, I heard a wonderful quote in a prayer the other day, and I won't quote the whole thing, but the idea was that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, our departed loved ones, our guides, and our angels, and only sight prevents us from seeing them, one with us on the other side. I love that image, that only sight, only the fact that we can't see, that's the only thing that keeps us from being able to sort of reach beyond what we feel as a barrier, as a block. Well, my guest today is psychic medium David Baker, and he has the gift of sight that lets him communicate with those who surround us in spirit. He is going to be doing many readings on the air today. As you know, if you have listened to David's show, if you've been listening to my show, I've had David on several times. A reading with him is a pretty great experience. If you're interested, if you'd like to connect with him on the air for a mini reading, please call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you'd like to ask David what he sees around you in that great cloud of our departed loved ones, our guides, our angels. Now, before I bring David on the air, I want to ask you to visit fogcitypsychic.com. That's my little patch on the internet. If you want to book a private intuitive reading with me, explore one of the classes I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, you can sign up for the not so monthly newsletter. fogcitypsychic.com is the place to do it. One of the next things that's coming up for me is that the next Out of the Fog Salon, that's an online gallery reading. That's coming up on Saturday, March 24th. In the Out of the Fog Salon, everybody who calls in gets a reading, and we all have a blast in the process. I love reading in groups because I really believe that the energy of the group not only lifts the vibration of everybody on the call, but it also means that the intuitive information that comes through, what I'm able to bring through for you, is a little bit heightened. That experience is a little bit heightened because of the collective force of our energy. So that's the Out of the Fog Salon. It's on Saturday, March 24th. Great way to get a low-cost reading and meet some fun people, and it's all online. There are details for you at fogcitypsychic.com. You can also like me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can email me to let me know what you think of the show. There are links for all that good stuff at fogcitypsychic.com. Something else, we're having some technical problems bringing David Baker on the show. He's a psychic medium. While we're waiting for him to get on the air with us, you can go to his website, which is, and I wrote down the website and now I can't find it. I'm scrolling down. His website is davidbakerspiritmedium.com. That website is a great source of information, a good place to find out not just about David and what he's doing, but David hosts a great internet radio show called Beyond the Gate Radio. That's on, I believe, every Sunday. We'll have to ask David when we get him. And that's a great way to hear psychics, he has mediums, he has paranormal investigators, authors, and all that kind of stuff is available for you on his website, which is davidbakerspiritmedium.com. Now, we're still having some technical issues bringing David Baker on with us. I know we have some callers who are waiting for David. And so I think what I'm going to do, let me tell you a little bit about the intuitive development classes that are coming up at fogcitypsychic.com. And I'm going to do what we call, at least we call it in theater, when I did musical theater, we call it vamp until ready. And what that means is that when you're standing there on stage and you're waiting for something to happen and it's not happening, the piano player or the orchestra leader vamps until ready. And that means you keep the music going, you keep everything going until it all comes out fine, and you just vamp until ready. You just keep it going. Some of you know that I trained as an actor. In fact, I started doing that as a kid, and it was a huge, especially for a weird, intuitive kid growing up, having that training as an actor was a wonderful thing to hang on to as I sort of struggled with what does it mean to deal with my intuitive abilities. I learned at kind of an early age that the things that I saw and felt and knew weren't the same as the things that everyone else was seeing and feeling and knowing. And so I spent time trying to suppress that, trying to push it back. And having acting as an outlet was wonderful. Learning about improvisation, which is basically trusting your gut and going with it, learning about using my intuitive abilities to create characters, to imagine stories, and to bring those to life on the stage or on film was a really that's wonderful training, and I'm not sorry that I had that. I don't work as an actor anymore, although I do still have a plumbing commercial that's running on TV all over the country. So although you can still see the plumbing commercial, I'm not working as an actor anymore. About 4 years ago, I stopped doing that work and began to work professionally as an intuitive and a spiritual teacher doing the work that I do now. Now, I'm hearing from Brian that we're still having difficulty getting David Baker on the line. And I know that we have callers waiting. I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll go ahead and go to the break, and then we'll bring on callers. If David's not here, I am happy to take callers and do readings myself. Boy, that'll show you. that'll show you. So there you go. Now, one of the things that I'm often asked is what's the link between intuition and imagination? I teach intuitive development, as you know, and one of the things that people really want to know is how can I tell whether what I am receiving, intuitive information I'm receiving, a hunch or a feeling that I have, how can I know if that's my own intuitive information, or if what it really is it's my own fear or my own worry that is that's holding me back. Well, there are several common sense questions that you can ask yourself when you're trying to figure out, is the information you're receiving genuine intuitive information, or is it your imagination or your fear? One of the questions that you can ask yourself is, does this information work for the greater good, or could it cause harm? Information that we receive from spirit is information that's given in love, that's given in generosity. So if the information that you're giving could cause harm, you may want to hang on to that. You may want to step back from that and take a look to see if that's really coming from spirit. Another question you can ask yourself is, does this information inspire love, or does it inspire fear? Even when spirit has information for us that we maybe don't want to know, that feels negative, right? It still is given in a way that isn't meant to inspire a fear-based reaction. You'll get information about what the next steps are, information that empowers people instead of helping them maybe go deeper into that fear-based pattern. That leads me to the third question, which is, does this information serve and empower me, or serve and empower the client if you're reading for somebody else? The fourth question you can ask yourself when you're trying to tell the difference between intuition and your imagination is, does this information serve the purpose of enlightenment, or is it wishful thinking or a fear-based projection? Those are four questions that you can ask yourself when you're wondering, when you're trying to tell the difference. The big thing about working intuitively is telling the difference about whether you're in love or whether you are in fear. Now, we need to take a short break. I'll be right back after this. You are listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. It's the all improvisation edition of the show. We're having some difficulties reaching our guest, who is psychic medium David Baker. We just can't get him on the air, and it's very frustrating. But hey, people, it's live radio. If you're missing David Baker and you wish he was there, you can go to his website, which is DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com. That's DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com. I hope that's the right website. Let me go back to what I was doing. And you can find out more information about David and his work, DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com. Now, we do have a caller holding. I think that we have Jessica holding. And Brian, if you want to bring Jessica on, Jessica, I'm happy to read for you if you'll take me as second best. Will you
Hi, accept... Karen. How are you?
Hi. Will you accept second best?
Definitely. I am so excited to be talking to you. Or to David, whoever. I'm just excited.
I can lower my voice and be David Baker, but I'm not as cool as he is, but I'll do what I can. Is there a question I can ask you?
Well, here's the deal. I've been working on trying to conceive my little girl on the other side for about 2 years now. And before my spiritual teacher left, he told me how many spirit babies I had, his term for those who haven't crossed over here yet. And I had a boy and I had a girl. And I've been working really hard with the girl. And so to my surprise last week, I had an ultrasound and the boy showed up.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
What happened?
Wow.
Yes, so I'm really excited, but...
You're telling me that you're expecting a boy and you kind of wish it was a girl?
Well, I was working with the girl spirit, and she told me she wanted to be next. So I don't know what happened on the other side. It's a little bit of a mix-up.
Okay. Oh, no, it's a clerical error. Oh, we hate when that happens. So, Jessica, when I look at your energy, first of all, you're gorgeous. You know that. You're showing me like the giant rainbow of colors. And what I'm seeing is very open in all your energy centers, okay? That shows me that you're super intuitive, generous, fun-loving energy. And I love that you're open to all this. And I love that you're open to working with spirit in this way. I'm guided to say to you that the new life that is growing inside you, that child is a teacher for you. That child is in his own way incarnated here, is a guide for you. And that the joy and welcome that you feel for that child should be enough to tide you over until what you feel like is a little clerical error can be resolved, until that mix-up can be resolved. I do feel two children coming in for you, absolutely. It may be just that the boy is coming in first because this is his time. My sense, Jessica, is that the children who are being born into this time are very special kids, okay? These are kids who are being born right into this transformative energy of 2012, and that little one right now who's in you is coming in for a reason. My sense is when I look at his path, and these are choices that he's made as he's incarnating, my sense is that he has powerful work to do, not just like to help you and be great and, you know, expand you spiritually and all that, but he's got a powerful work to do with other people as well. He shows me especially gifts around what I would call medical intuitive, gifts around being able to connect with people and heal in their physical body, also in their energetic body, okay? So you've got quite a powerful thing gestating in there. I would not be surprised if you were feeling a little bit tingly yourself, that maybe some of his energy coming through you. And I would want to just guide you, please, to continue that openness, continue that dialogue with the girl spirit who you were communicating with. But my sense is that everything works together for good. This timing is happening because it's the right time. You may also find, and I'm laughing because this is a good thing. Well, you may also find that this male energy that's coming in is a little bit pushy. And it might be that he just kind of nudged his sister out of line and is coming in first. I've got kids myself, and I know that sometimes when we're supposed to be waiting patiently for our turn, sometimes there's a little nudge and somebody steps right in. And that's my sense, is that he stepped in. Everything works together for good. And when he comes in, please welcome him with the love and the joy and the generosity that I feel like you use in just pretty much every aspect of your life, right? Use that generosity and that love to welcome him in. Am I making sense with what I'm saying?
You do, because that's what I felt. But I felt really bad that from the beginning, because this was unexpected. I didn't know I was pregnant. He just kind of showed up, and I was I was just calling him, you know, that he was a girl, and that's who I thought. But you know, as you know, life is unexpected, and I was quite shocked.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. So he may be a little pushy, but that's okay. You already know this, I think, but you're fabulous. You're a mom already. You're a fabulous
Thank you.
Mom. And you also, because of your particular gifts, I think that's part of why he's chosen you, because of your particular intuitive gifts, because of your openness, you have a beautiful, flexible way of kind of walking between the worlds a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're someone who is aware of angels, who's aware of your guides, who's aware of your loved ones who are in spirit, and that you're able to use that flexibility to, kind of give a bigger, a broader experience to your children. Are you teaching as well?
I don't do it professionally. I just do it one-on-one when needed.
Okay. I'm guided to say, yeah. So I'm just guided to say that, I'm guided to say that your role as a teacher, as a healer, as a guide, is something that's really, really vital and so can be so helpful sort of to the world at large. I don't want to give you too big of an ego, but you really have a big gift to give. And so as you value that gift, just go ahead and continue. And I'm hearing that we've got David on the phone. And David, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
I love you, David, and I've missed you terribly.
oh, that's good to hear.
We've got just a couple minutes before we go to break. Did you hear anything that, that Jessica was saying?
No, I just recently got reconnected. We've had back and forth telephone line problems. But the fact is that we're here is what counts.
We're here, and I was just telling Jessica that all things work together for good, and that things happen at exactly the right time, exactly how they're supposed to happen. So Jessica, I'm going to thank you for calling the show very much. If David, if you don't have any sort of little hits for Jessica, I'll let her go because we're coming up to the break, and I don't want to push you guys around. Okay. All right, Jessica. Many blessings to you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for calling the show. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, joining me on the line is the long-awaited psychic medium, David Baker. He is a psychic. He's a medium. He's an author. He is the host of the Beyond the Gate radio show, which airs every week. He has done hundreds of interviews. He's done more than 3,000 readings. Wow, 3,000 readings as a psychic medium. His book, The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey, is available on Amazon. This is a great it's not just a biography. This is a book about his spiritual path. It's very honest, very heartfelt. It's wonderful. And David Baker, DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com is where to go to find out more about David and his work. David, welcome officially, finally, hooray, to Out of the Fog.
Hooray. I should really make an announcement. David is here. There you go. That's official.
Now, is that a clown nose or something that you're kind of honking?
A little, I don't know, it's like a little duck call or something.
Like a little duck call or something. Yep. Well, can you say, with just a couple minutes, can you just give us a little bit of background? Were you born a medium? Has this gift always been with you?
Yes, it has. I've always seen dead people as far back as I can remember. Of course, I didn't know any different, you know, than other people until grammar school when you start swapping stories. And I wasn't interested in sports, so I started telling, you know, my experiences, and everybody loved it until I continued for a certain period of time, you know, as you talk. They started to say, you couldn't, you know, that couldn't be, it's not true, and you're lying, and this and that. So I discovered that, you know, not everybody could see it or believes it or whatever, so I just kind of shut it down.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's how it started out. Yes, so I'd say yes, I was born medium.
Did you have a kind of experience that I did where I knew I had gifts, but I didn't acknowledge them, and when I tried to smash them down and not pay attention to them, I found that they kind of came back to bite me in the behind. And so I had scary experiences and unexpected experiences. Is that the same for you?
No, not really. I've seen ghosts and crossover spirit a lot, many times. I just got used to it, didn't bother me. And for the most part, you know, unless I ran into something in a specific area, I pretty much ignored it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until the 70s when I started to get into it, but then my life changed again. So then in the early 90s is when it came back to me in waves, and then that's when I started to look into it and do it.
Okay. Great. And now, I mean, now in your work, you work with people all over the world. You have done more than 3,000 readings. I can't. Wow. That's a lot. And you see and speak with all kinds of spirits, right?
Oh, yeah. If they're a spirit and they want communication, I speak with them. It doesn't matter what kind of entity or spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm not like a ghost whisperer. I only see ghosts. I pretty much see them all.
And is it like on TV? is it like
kind
on
of,
TV?
You mean the show Ghost Whisperer?
Right.
Not exactly like that. It's more hyped so people will, you know, be interested and continue to watch it, you know. So
right.
There's a lot of hype to it. But, you know, there's a lot of things in there that are correct. I know James has did his best to try and keep it as truthful as possible, you know, but Hollywood has to add their hype in there to get people interested to watch it.
Ah, yes, because it's all entertainment. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is psychic medium David Baker. When we come back after this short break, we'll take a call from Jan from Pennsylvania, and we'll talk to David more about his work and his book, The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey. We'll be back right after this. Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. Once in your life, you find me. Look, I'm right here. It's Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is psychic medium David Baker. You can find out more about him at davidbakerspiritmedium.com. That's a great website. There's a lot of information there that can help people who are seekers, people who are looking for more information. Because of David's life experience, he's really developed kind of an encyclopedic knowledge that makes him a consultant now for paranormal organizations, for other light workers, and for people who are curious and who are learning to use their gifts. David, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're still here. I'm actually just checking to see. David, are you still here? Still here? Still here?
Yes.
Good. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your book, The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey? This is I highly recommend this book. By the way, you guys, fascinating story. What can people expect when they pick this up?
A lot of people told me that it's down to earth, it's an easy read, it keeps moving, and at the end they wanted more.
Yeah, I want more.
And they will get more pretty soon.
They just have good.
To pick up a lot of words in the dictionary, and it pretty much is my journey from, you know, the first experience that I can remember seeing spirits all the way up to, you know, marriages and divorces and military ups and downs, my highest highlight in my life, and then dropping down to homelessness and all my struggles, almost giving up and making to a certain point to where I am today. And perhaps people that may have great difficulties in their life or wish to give up hope would read that. Maybe it would give them a little hope or some ideas or something. And also, people can learn a bit about how this works, you know, how the psychic and medium abilities work. Mm-hmm. And everybody has it, but to different degrees. And some people, it just lies dormant or hardly used, or maybe people think it's their imagination, but it's pretty much my story tells how I got to where I am at this particular time. And you're correct, I've got a couple more books on the plate. Another one is an update to where the other one left off at, pretty much, and a lot of experiences and facts, questions and answers, or actually the questions that people most frequently ask psychics and mediums will be in there. And then book after that will tell people how to do it without buying 20 books. It'll all be in one spot.
I think that's wonderful. You know, one of the things that I'm passionate about is making this information accessible to people, that the information isn't a secret, that the secret is how do you unlock that gift for yourself? How do you reconnect with your own inner guidance? And that's part of why I like your work so much, David, is because you work with integrity and you're about empowering people instead of sort of holding yourself above them, or, you know what I mean, holding something over their heads. Do you know what I mean?
Right. No, first of all, that's why I had to read 20 books a long time ago. And I still didn't have all the answers until I started taking, you know, courses, psychic development, mediumship under a few people. Then I'm thinking, why are these people leaving things out, or what's the big secret? You know, I'm going to tell everybody everything, Honey, and the secrets, too, when I publish that next book. And you're right, you know, I'm nobody important. I'm just one of the colors of the rainbow, and we're all equal. I'm just a different color.
Yeah.
And I don't know everything, but I just do my best. And I'm just me. That's it, you know.
I love that. I love that approach. Let's bring on Jan from Pennsylvania. She's been holding to connect with you for an on-air reading. Jan in Pennsylvania, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Thank you. Actually, you have given me a reading. A couple of months ago, you and I have a common friend in Manhattan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I know who you are. And I like you, too.
Thank you. And David, it's nice to meet you also.
Same here, Jan.
My question is, actually, I'm on your website right now, and I agree with you. I don't believe I know. I am one of those people that I know that there is an afterlife. I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary on Thursday of my son dying. He was 29 years old. And this 10-year anniversary really made me hit rock bottom. It blindsided me. And I feel very strongly that he's trying to tell me something. And I'm very open to anything that he or anybody on the other side is trying to tell me. And I think all these years I've been saying, and his name is David also, so I find this very coincidental. All these years I've been saying, what is my purpose now? He was my only child, and I have no purpose anymore. And I feel very strongly that he's been trying to talk to me. And all of a sudden I come home tonight and there's Karen on my Facebook and there's you, and I get through and your name is David. And so I'm feeling like you are my path to finding out.
Did your son, was he kind of active when he was younger?
Yes, he was.
Not a nerdy type, but, you know, more active. And did he have like darker hair?
Yes, he did.
Okay. When you start talking about him, that's what I was starting to see. And, you know, he doesn't come around to visit like he did after his passing as frequently. But when you have him on your mind, he does pop in and has come to you in dreams, I'm getting. And he's wanting to let you know that everything is okay. And certain anniversary, in quotation marks, he's trying to tell me that, yes, I pop in, and you're not alone. And he does love you very much. And he says that that part of your life is over where he had left, but he didn't leave, you know, to hurt anybody or anything like that. It was his time to go. And, you know, things happen to us here on earth because heaven is perpetual beauty, paradise, you know, perfection, wonderful things. But in order to spiritually evolve, we come down here into the school and have all kinds of scenarios thrown at us. I mean, the most difficult, heart-wrenching challenges anybody could ever face. Once you get through that, like the raging storm into the spring, and you go back up to heaven, then you can appreciate what you've been given much more. But we can't spiritually grow without these things happening to us. It's like you can't have the daylight without the darkness. It just won't work, the good without the bad. So as far as your purpose goes, you know, you really haven't lost your purpose because he left. You've lost a big part of you, part of your soul, from this physical plane to the spiritual plane. In other words, he went from a caterpillar to a butterfly. So he wants you to know that he wants you to, you know, continue on doing whatever it is you're doing. He said that, you know, you're a great person, you got a good heart, and you have a lot of friends, you're busy with whatever it is you're doing, and you're doing good. He really believes that you're doing good, and he supports you, and he doesn't want you to hold on to something, I guess he means the past, that no longer exists, but he wants you, very importantly, he's impressed, and he wants you to live now and look at tomorrow and honor the past, and that's all you can do, and continue on. He does not want you to stop or stagnate or hold yourself back because that happened, and he's given you his blessings and love for that. And also, he is real close to you right now. He's right by you. I don't know if you can feel a warm around you at this particular moment, but
yes,
it feels like a lot of love. And he's making me feel that he's, you know, right by you, giving you that love. And it should feel like you should be able to sense it at this particular time. You don't have to be a medium to sense it. You can just probably sense it by recognizing his energy. So that's what he's trying to impress, that everything's good with him, and he knows it's good with you, and he knows that, you know, you honor him while he was here, but now it's time for you to honor yourself because he's not here and you are, and be strong and move on, and you can help other people from things that you've went through. People can learn from that by listening to you, and that actually you are kind of like a light worker, healer type person. Does that make any sense?
That makes a lot of sense. You are right on.
And it makes a lot of sense to me, Jan, too, just knowing the little about you that I do from looking at your energy. I'm seeing that we're coming up to the break, and thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you as you
thank
move
you.
Through
You're
this.
Both amazing.
Thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I'll be back in just a moment with my guest, David Baker. We'll be right back.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in
in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager. Yes, it's true that one of the very first record albums I bought, this is back in the days when we had real records, ladies and gentlemen, made out of vinyl, was that Captain and Tennille album, Love Will Keep Us Together. I think that also had the deathless rendering of Muskrat Love. Ah, fine art. Did you listen to Captain and Tennille, David?
Yes, I did. Sure did. See him on TV also.
Oh, I forgot they had the TV show, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, well, well. now, we just heard you give a really good reading, a really poignant reading to Jan in Pennsylvania. And I wanted to ask you, as you're communicating with people in spirit, how does that work for you? What is that like? What were you seeing or sensing or feeling as you were doing that reading?
For a lot of people that are not totally familiar, we have energy system in our body, chakras, and they spin around and they get your energy going, and you can work with it with your third eye, which is the sixth chakra located in front of your between your eyes and in front of your forehead, and that is like the communication center, pretty much the brain center. It's a transmitter and receiver, and you use different psychic tools, clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance, clairsentience, clairhalience, clairambience. There's a lot of clairs, you know, seeing, feeling, touching, sensing, and all that. So my main clairs most of the time are clairvoyance, which I can see, and I'll explain that a little bit more in just a second, and claircognizance, which is like a telepathic transfer of information between the spirit and I, but it goes really fast. So when I spoke to her, I saw this young man. As I described to her, he was, you know, I could see him in my third eye. All the garbage that's in my head, all the clutter and things, I shove it aside. I force it aside like a TV screen to the left side of my head, and I open up a blank screen. Whatever's coming through, I say it, no matter how weird, how odd, whatever. I see it. So I see the person, and I'm not hearing him clairaudiently, but I'm getting something in my head, and I start speaking of the ideas or words that are forming in my head. I'm just speaking them like I'm channeling them. And I can see the person there. I can see their surroundings. I can see what they look like. And it's like we're having a conversation, but not talking, just telepathically.
Mm. Is it ever scary? Is it ever frightening?
I'm not afraid of any spirit. Anywhere, anytime, nothing to be afraid of at all, at least not for me. Negative spirits are what people call inhuman spirits or demons, not afraid of any of them. I respect them for the power in their place, but, you know, as far as being afraid, I'm well protected, I work in the divine, and I'm not worried about anything.
Yeah, I love that, and I believe that, too, that with powerful psychic protection, working in integrity, staying in the light, that's your protection. And so that's wonderful. Now, if someone listens to you and they want to get started and they have a desire to kind of find out everything they can, should they just dive into it? Should they start dabbling with any tool they can get their hands on? I know the answer to this one.
No.
That's right. Don't do it, people. Why shouldn't they just go and dabble?
Because when you're doing that, you're setting, without knowledge, you're setting an intention. Even if you have the gift, I had somebody tell me, well, I'm a medium. I don't need the training and all. And so not listening to me, not them understanding what should be done, you know, to do that, they end up bringing a bunch of spirits home with them, and they got all kinds of trouble. When you use tarot cards, a dowsing rod, do healing, a pendulum, crystal ball cards, or just nothing, you are opening the door to your spiritual dimension. And if you're not very clear in what you're doing, it's kind of like you can live in a real bad neighborhood and leave your front door wide open at night and go to bed, and whoever happens to pass by is going to come on in, and you could be harmed. You never know. So read first. Talk to somebody, take a course, whatever. Do some research first. Know how it's done before you start to actually use it, because it can be dangerous. I don't know how many people...
Are you still with us, David? Oh, we may have lost David from the call, but what he's saying is very important, that read first, ask for advice, and always, always, always take the time to practice good psychic protection. Be sure that you are working in the light. If you are somebody who studies with me in one of the intuitive development classes that I teach, I make a big deal out of being intentional about opening and closing the channel. It's so important that when you open a door, you close it, right? That's what I call good psychic hygiene. That when you take an action intentionally, then you make sure that you close everything, that you open. This show has been a little strange because of the technical issues that we've been having. I hope that you'll take the time to check out David's website, which is davidbakerspiritmedium.com. You can also check out his radio show, which is called Beyond the Gate Radio, and that is broadcast on blogtalkradio.com and also all over the place. You can look for that on iTunes. His book, which is The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey, is a journey through his, this says it's a journey through his rough and unusual life of psychic experiences. I would say that one of the best things about the book is his vulnerability, his willingness to be honest about his spiritual journey. For a lot of us who are on this path, there are highs and lows. There are times when we experience hardship and we kind of lose the way. And he's very honest about his experiences. So you can find out more about his book, The Spirit Garden, A Medium's Journey. That's available on Amazon.com. It's also available on his website, davidbakerspiritmedium.com. Now, I hope that you will also check out fogcitypsychic.com. That's a great place to find out everything that's going on in my world. Next week on this show, my guest will be Colette Baron-Reed. You know her as the author of The Map. You know her as a wonderful spiritual teacher, as an intuitive. I can't wait to have her on the show. That's going to be great. That's this next Wednesday. That'll be the 21st of March, and we'll be live at 6 p.m. Eastern here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network and on the mighty WBLQ. There are still a couple seats available in the April Intuitive Development class. You can get details about that at fogcitypsychic.com. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading just a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.